So the chinuch of Bechichas Chasharim and Avraham Yehudim says Erev and Daf Pe'alef. Dr. Mishra Rabbi Eliezer says all foods could be used for Erev or for Shitav except for water or salt. Rabbi Shua says an Erev can only be made from complete loaves of bread even if they're very small, but broken pieces can't be used for an Erev even if they're very large pieces. Back to our earlier mission said that everything can be used for Erev and Shitav except for water and salt. So why does the mission repeat it again over here? Rabbi said our mission repeats it to contrast it with the view of Rabbi Shua who says that only whole loaves of bread can be used. The mission teaches Rabbi Eliezer says that all foods can be used. Abaye asked, the Braisa says like our Mishnah that an Erev and a Shitav may be made with everything, but then goes on to say that an Erev must be made with bread and a Shitav can be made with all foods. We see that when our Mishnah says an Erev may be made with everything, it could also only be referring to bread, meaning all types of bread, just like the Braisa. And if our Mishnah is understood like that, it doesn't necessarily argue Rabbi Shua at all. So why do we repeat it? Rabbi Chana said, the Mishnah is teaching Rabbi Eliezer does not hold like Rabbi Shua, and he allows even pieces of bread to be used for the Erev. You don't need whole loaves of bread. Why does Rabbi Shua not allow using pieces of bread? Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul and Rabbi said he's afraid it will cause fights between the people who contribute whole loaves and those who contribute broken loaves. Rabbi Acha, the son of Rava, asked Rav Ashi, would it be permitted if all members contribute broken loaves? Because then over there's not going to be any fight. He said it won't be permitted because that will lead to some people giving full loaves and other people giving other broken loaves. In another case, which would be a problem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul said if a piece is removed from a loaf for purposes of taking challah, for purposes of removing a piece to remove its suffix truma status, if truma and challah are mixed together in the dough, but the truma was almost was at most 1% of the mixture, those remaining loaves are considered to be complete loaves, even though they're missing that piece. In fact, Mara Brisa says that if challah was removed from a loaf, the loaf was no longer considered to be complete. The Mara says if the challah is taken off by a commercial baker who only has to give half of the amount of challah that a regular household person baker must give, then it's still considered to be complete. If the challah was taken off by a regular person at home, the loaf is no longer considered to be complete because then a much bigger piece has to be taken off. Rav Chisda says if one reattaches a broken loaf with a toothpick, it could be used for Erev. Rabbi Brisa says it can't be used. Mara says if it's noticeably broken and reattached, it can't be used. If it looks whole, it could be used. Rav Zeyn Shmuel says an Erev may be made of rice bread and doichen bread. Bar Ukva said that Shmuel only allowed using rice bread. Rav Chiya Bar-Oven, the name of Rav, said that lentil bread may be used. We find that Shmuel once made lentil bread and even his dog wouldn't eat it, so you see it's not chashev at all. The Mara said that bread was made from many different types of flour mixed together, including lentil flour. That's why it wasn't good. But stam, if it's straight lentil flour bread, that's not a problem. Dr. Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says that a person may give money to a store owner or baker who lives in his chatzah so that he can buy into the food or bread that will be used for the Erev. The Chacham say that money can't make a kinyan because he needs Mashiach to drag the item, and therefore it's not an effective way to join the Erev because he showed that he doesn't want to get the food for free, and therefore an attempt to do so will not be effective. Mishnah says, the Chacham agree that giving money to someone other than a store owner or a baker acts as an instruction to that person to act as a shliach to join this person in the Erev. Therefore, it's effective because he's clearly consenting to join the Erev, which is necessary for one to join the Erev. Rabbi Yehuda says, consent is only necessary to join in an Erev Tchumen because although it increases his ability to travel in one direction, it limits his ability to travel in the other direction. Consent, however, is not necessary to join someone in an Erev Chatzeres because it's only benefit for him that he can carry there now and no detriment. How could Rabbi Eliezer say that by giving money he's joined an Erev? He only gave money and can't take ownership since he didn't do Mashiach, which Rabbanu require for one to make a Kenyan. So Rav Nachman Nim Rabba Avua said, Rabbi Eliezer says, to help facilitate the establishment of the Erev, we allow the Kenyan to take place with the mere transfer of money, which is really the Halacha Deraisa. We find that this allowance is also made at other times when we want to facilitate a Kenyan, like before certain Yom Tovim, when everybody's looking to buy meat. The Mishnah says that you kind of meet that just by tendering of money, even without Mashiach. Mishnah said, Umoidim Bishar Kol Ha'odom. Rav and Shmuel say the other people referred to in the Mishnah are regular balabatim, homeowners who are not store owners or bakers. Shmuel also said, giving money to the store owner or baker does not affect a kinyan, but giving them a keli would, because that would be kinyan chalipin. Shmuel also says, it's only a problem if the store owner or baker was told, give me ownership for the money. However, if he told the store owner or the baker, make for me an Erev, then he has appointed him as a shliach, and he could definitely include him then in the Erev. Mishnah said, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Bamed, Omar Murim, Vechulu. Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel said, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Moreover, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda whenever he has a psak with regard to Erevin. In fact, Omar Rabbi Chana of Baghdad, yes, did Shmuel say we follow Yehuda even in regard to his psak about a lechi or a kari that fell on Shabbos where he said it remains mutter to carry for in that moment for the entire Shabbos? Yehuda answered, he only passed like him regarding establishing an Erev, not regarding matters that have to do with a wall. A lechi or kari is not an Erev, it's a wall, and therefore we don't pass like him regarding a wall, we only pass like Rabbi Yehuda, he only passed like Rabbi Yehuda regarding an Erev. In fact, the Marav Acha, the son of Rava, asked Rav Ashi, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that means that someone argues with him, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Emasai or Bameh, like in our Mishnah, he's only explaining the previous Shita, he's not arguing. The Mara says, First one we're asked. The previous Mishnah says that we do need people's consent for Eiv, which clearly does argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah says that could be discussing a case where a chotzer has a choice to join one of two mavois, in which case joining one is a detriment because it stops him from joining the other one. In that case, maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that consent is needed. In fact, Mishnah, we learned that Rav Shizbi and Rav Chisda said that the previous Mishnah does argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah says Shmuel says Rabbi Yehuda is arguing, which is why we have to pass on that case. Rabbi Shimon Levi says he does not argue. So it's a machlokes whether or not he's arguing or not. Mara ends off, Rabbi Shimon Levi said that whenever Rabbi Yehuda says, Eimas ayo bameh, like in our Mishnah, he's only explaining the previous sheet of the Rabbanon, he's not arguing. Rabbi Yochanan said that when Rabbi Yehuda says, Eimas ayo, he's only explaining the Rabbanon. However, when he says bameh, he is arguing. Had Malach, Perek, Chaloin.